Hi, and welcome to Elevating Business, the podcast that gives you tips and tricks for how to start, grow, and sell your online business. Also, take a look at our resource website, emilyandblair.com, for more info around how you can make your business better. But for now, here's today's episode. Hello, and welcome to episode 180, How to Start and Grow a YouTube Channel and Methods to Get Viewers to Your Channel. So I wanted to do an episode around YouTube because there's a number of people I've been speaking to recently who are actually on YouTube and are really focusing all of their efforts to pretty much do their whole online business via their YouTube channel. So they're producing videos and getting people to see their videos, and whether that's to sell a product via a different medium, you know, using it as a marketing tool, or whether it's just to provide information, get a certain amount of traffic to the YouTube video, and then YouTube paying them for advertising. So if you get enough people to your channel, you can actually turn on the YouTube advertising medium, which will pay you kind of like AdSense does on websites for the amount of people that are looking at your videos. So YouTube is very popular, and it's becoming more popular as well. Remember, it is owned by Google. So, you know, do not assume that you can have your own YouTube channel and Google won't do things to it in terms of search and its visibility and all the rest of it. It's going to still be under that YouTube envelope. And so you need to be prepared for ups and downs of traffic. But what I wanted to run through today was 10 areas of how you can set up your YouTube channel and really refine it and make sure you can get a good amount of people to that channel. So the first thing you want to be doing is making sure that your niche and your target audience is pretty much well determined and well defined. So you want to probably choose a niche that you're passionate about, you know, and the other thing is looking for a niche that there's demand for that content. Because at the end of the day, if you're producing these really high quality YouTube videos that no one really wants to look at because it's not not something that they're interested in, then you're going to probably struggle. So you want to find that nice happy medium of something you're interested in, but also something where there's definitely a demand for the content. And so you can do some research on YouTube and look for the high ranking videos and the high traffic videos and what are those videos about, you know, so you can start creating a bit of a list and refine that down and come up with what you're going to focus your channel around. So then you want to create compelling content because you need to produce high quality and engaging content that actually provides some value to your audience. So whether it's sort of educational, entertaining, or even just inspirational, focusing on that quality content that solves a problem or entertains or informs your viewers is absolutely key to, one, getting people to look at your channel and your videos, but also getting people to come back to that as well. And that's really important on YouTube, is getting that reoccurring customer that comes back for more. So, you know, understanding basically what your audience is wanting and making sure that what you're putting forward is answering those questions that they're after. So making sure that you're consistent with your YouTube videos as well. So, you know, make sure that you've sort of established a content schedule and stick to it. So then people are knowing that they can come back and they're going to see fresh videos from you, because that will grow your audience a lot quicker as well, rather than just haphazardly posting videos. You want to make sure that you optimize your videos for search. So just like you would do in content that you put on a website, like a blog post, you want to make sure that you're using relevant keywords in your video titles, their descriptions, and any tags that you're using to optimize your videos. Because basically what that's going to do is it shows the search engines what your video is about and provides you with traffic around those keywords. So it's all exactly the same as you would do in a website blog post. So you need to conduct your keyword research. You need to look at the and identify those popular search terms for your niche, and also just incorporate them strategically into your content. And the key thing about this is it's not only just putting it in the back of your video titles or your descriptions. If you are actually using those keywords in your video content, as in you are speaking and saying those keywords within your content, what YouTube does is it turns your video content and your vocals into written words. So it will translate them all down, and basically you can get a written form of what you've said on your video. So that's where your keywords are going to come in, because the keywords, if you're saying them, are going to be put into the written translation as well. So that's really important to make sure you're using your keywords within your actual video, as well as your descriptions and your titles, etc. Okay, number four is you want to develop eye-catching thumbnails and titles. Why do you want to do that? Well, thumbnails and titles are always the first thing that viewers see when they're browsing YouTube. So you want to make these attention-grabbing and compelling. You've seen them before. You've got these, people's faces with, then they've got like, how to make $1,000 in one day, sort of in bold writing coming out, like a speech bubble sort of thing. It's all about trying to grab that person's attention. You don't want to be clickbaity sort of stuff, but you do need to get them to click onto your video. So you need it to be compelling and very relevant to what the video is about. So you want to make sure that you're using the high quality images, using bold text and contrasting colors, so basically they stand out in the search results. The easiest way to have a look at how to do that is actually physically jump on YouTube, have a look at what everyone else is doing, and write down some common themes of what you're seeing and ways that you can work in your niche to create that, that thumbnail that's going to stand out from the crowd. Okay, so one thing you want to also focus on is making sure you're engaged with your audience. Now, on YouTube videos, obviously there's a comment section. So you want to respond to comments, ask for feedback and interact with your audience, tie it in with your social media. See what you can get from people from your social media coming onto your YouTube videos, and sort of cross-purpose the comments and the video content. Basically, what you want to be doing is encouraging your viewers to like or comment and or even subscribe, or particularly subscribing to your channel, because that way you can, whenever you put out a new video, it'll go and publicize to your subscribers. So they will see your video and generally click on it and have a look at what new stuff you've got there. So really important to get subscribers, and you'll see in all the videos, where people are marketing something like that, they're always saying, make sure you subscribe to my channel, and all that sort of thing. So it's definitely worth doing like that. And you could even go as far as doing like Q&A sessions, question and answer sessions to connect with your audience in real time. That's another thing. You can do the live YouTube videos. So there's a whole lot of ways that you can engage with your audience, but you need to do that to ensure that they subscribe to you, and then you can basically use that to remarket your next video to them. One really good way of doing that is to actually collaborate with other creators on YouTube. So, you could find other YouTubers in your niche which are, going to allow you to reach new audiences and grow your own channel more quickly. So look for opportunities where you can collaborate on videos. You might have guest appearances from another YouTuber, or sort of do cross promotional activities with other creators in your niche. So there's plenty of ways you can do that, but utilize that to tap into other people's subscriber list, because as soon as you collaborate with someone, their subscribers are watching your content, and if they like it, they're probably going to subscribe to your channel as well, which is key. Okay, one really easy way of getting your YouTube videos out there is to promote them on your social media. So share your videos across all of your social media platforms, because that will increase your visibility and your reach. So, using your Facebook, your Instagram, your Twitter, to promote your content and really engage. You want to probably join some relevant Facebook groups or Reddit communities, and then try and share your videos within those, because that will again create sort of this ongoing growth of your channel because you're getting more people looking at your videos from other groups. So you're not just focusing on just your social media. Okay, one thing to bear in mind is you need to look at not necessarily just your videos, in terms of optimizing those for search and your audience. You also want to make sure that you've optimized your channel. Okay, so your channel is basically your overall platform within YouTube where your videos go. So people will come to your channel and they'll see all your videos there. So you can optimize your YouTube channel for discovery by filling out all the sections of your profile. You can do a channel description. You can have links to your website and your social media accounts in there. You can create playlists to organize your content. And basically what it does, it makes it easier for viewers to discover and navigate your channel. So it makes it more usable for them, but it also puts you out there, within the search functions. And given that Google actually owns YouTube, you're going to have this similarity with search. So treat your YouTube search like you will a website. So you want to make sure you're optimizing everything so you are found within that search. So Google will be using similar algorithms that they do in normal websites within the YouTube platform. So bear that in mind when you're looking to sort of optimize everything. One thing you can do in stepping outside the kind of the norm is you can have a look at utilizing YouTube ads and promotions. So obviously that means investing in YouTube ads and that costs money, but it's a really good way to reach a really broader audience and attract new viewers to your channel. So if you can pay for someone to come to your channel and have a look at your video and then subscribe to that channel, that is going to pay off 2 to 3 to 4 times because you're going to be able to remarket all your next and your new videos to that person. So yeah, it's a bit of an upfront cost, but it does grow your channel quite quickly. So YouTube offers various advertising options. You can do in-stream ads, display ads, sponsored videos, and all the rest to help increase that sort of visibility and grow that subscriber base. So have a look on there and see what options are going to suit you and your niche. Okay, number 10, the last thing that we want to talk about, and we've mentioned this in a lot of our podcast episodes with anything that we're sort of encouraging, you want to analyze and be ready to change things. So you need to regularly monitor that YouTube channel, have a look at your analytics, track your progress, and identify areas where you can improve. So you want to really make sure you're paying attention to the metrics that are on there, like the watch time, your audience retention, your subscriber growth, and basically using that data to refine your content strategy and optimize your videos for better performance. And that way you're going to be providing your users with the best possible videos and the most interesting videos to keep them in your subscriber base and get them to come back. Okay, so they are the top sort of 10 things I wanted to touch on today. If you're thinking about starting a YouTube channel, or you've got an existing YouTube channel and you really want to get it going a bit better, so have a look at all of these things I've talked about. There's a heap more other stuff you can do, so do a bit more research around that as well if you're keen on the whole YouTube side of things. If you're interested in starting anything online, whether it's social media, a website, YouTube, have a look at our resource website, emilyandblair.com. We've got heaps of free resources on there that can get you started, get you growing, and even prepare your business for sales. So have a go at that. But that's all we've got time for in episode 180, how to start and grow a YouTube channel and methods to get viewers to your channel. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Elevating Business. Make sure to check out our resource website, emilyandblair.com, for more tips and tricks for how you can grow and make your business more successful.